Today's episode of the Podfathers is brought to you by our friends at Lowe's and their friends Craftsman. If you guys, we're just going to keep saying this until literally every single person tweets at us or sends us Instagrams at Podfather Show, sending us a picture of their Craftsman tools, the 120 tooth ratchet set, the gunmetal mechanics tool sets, the 51 piece and 81 piece with gunmetal chrome finish. That's right. We've said it 1,000 times. We're going to say it 1,000 times more. Lowe's is the home of Craftsman. They are the home of the Podfathers. I'm a Lowe's guy. I'm officially a Lowe's guy now.
I am too.
I'm on the record.
Yeah, I jumped over from the Evil Empire of that other store, and like I'm fully on board with Lowe's. I went out. I picked out one of these gigantic outdoor hibachi things run on propane, so I kind of do the volcano in the backyard with the onions and stuff. And Lowe's had the lowest prices. I was in there. I know Chaps gets the – Chaps is not going to be on this week because he's interviewing somebody who works for a living. And like Chaps, they get the 10% military discount. I'm going to light up my dad, I think, for Christmas at Lowe's. So I'm proud to be part of being the voice of Lowe's going forward. It's not what I wanted to be when I was growing up, but I'm fucking happy to wear the mantle now.
All right. And Lowe's is, they always say Lowe's is great for the lady listeners as well, the pod mothers that listen to us. They said that's kind of like what got Lowe's into the thing, it's a unisex store. It's very 2018. So if you're not with Lowe's, you're not with the Podfathers. And if you're not with us, you're against us. So shout out to Lowe's. Go to Lowe's.com/podfathers today to check out all their Craftsman stuff. We are on the record. We're not handy, but Craftsman makes us feel like we're handy. And at least when someone comes and fixes the stuff around our house, we can give them Craftsman tools so they kind of feel like we know what we're talking about. Let's roll. Clap me out, Large.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
All right. So as the large man said, today we are down at Chaps. He is doing an interview. We have some Zero Block 30 stuff coming out. He's been pumping out a lot of great content with them. So in his stead, we have to do a one father to one father switch out when this happens. And today we are joined by, I don't even know how to introduce you anymore. We have Stephen Shea. We have the ad man. We have the football, the Bucks gift guy was kind of what always was the your calling card at Barstool. You're also a producer. You got the Evening Yak on your resume. You got Laces Out podcast. And most importantly, the thing that will go on your tombstone one day, father, new father. We have a new pod father in the house. So shout out Stephen Shea.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So let's see. Little man was born, right?
Yep.
3 weeks ago? What was
three
the whole
weeks,
deal?
October 15th. Yeah.
October 15th.
What's
so
the name?
Welcome to
Derek. Derek Che.
Derek is a solid name. I was saying, just because, Steve, we haven't done anything yet together,
yeah.
I was afraid you were going to throw something out, like his name was Willow or something like that. So I was kind of sitting on eggshells because it would have been, Steve and I are in the studio together, Clem's on Skype. It would have been a very uncomfortable thing if you would have told me his name was, you know, Han or something like that. So I'm glad Derek's solid. So 3 weeks old, is he crawling up on a month? How's the wife doing?
Good. It was a natural birth. I don't want to.
You can.
Oh, I don't want to overstep. It was a. She said it was a fairly smooth birth. So, you know, I don't want to say use the word easy. That would be disrespectful. But it was good. Actually, the best advice that we got was from one of the original Podfathers, KFC. He texted me, and there was a lot of pressure with this baby internally at Barstool, just because the due date was October 12th.
Okay.
And we went to the gynecologist to weeks, you know, when you get in the last month, there's weekly checkups. And 2 weeks before the due date, we had our appointment on Friday. They're like, all right, this is going to be any day now. So we were officially on baby watch for since like the end of September. So we're like, oh, wait, this might come in September. So, you know, internally, as, you know, Clem very kindly introduced me, I do wear a lot of hats here. So I'm like, oh shit, like I have to cover a lot of bases. You know, the beginning of each month is I handle the billing. So I'm like, all right, shit, like I gotta get all this stuff in line, get, you know, my coverage in line. You know, I also produce Laces Out, which is featuring Dave Portnoy. So right. I have to get his schedule in line. So that week we typically film on Wednesdays or tape on Wednesdays. So I was like, hey guys, like we just found out my wife could, you know, give birth any day. Would it be okay if we did Tuesday? Just because internally I'm like, shit, well, you know, if he comes, you know, I don't want to leave Mikey podcast with, you know, no prep really.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. So then, you know, nothing happens. So I'm like, all right, you know, it could be any day. You know, they said maybe it'll be next week. I was just trying to be cautious. That Friday we go in, so we're in October, and then they're like, oh, it's definitely going to come this weekend. Like, you're not going to make it to your due date. So we're like, oh, wow, all right. So that weekend was our second to last, actually, full weekend as just, you know, regular single for tax purposes people.
Right.
And, you know, we're just on baby watch. We're like, all right, it's going to happen any moment. You know, they tell you that in the movies you led to believe the water is going to break.
Yeah, that's
yeah. A common misconception.
Right, yeah.
So that only happens, I think, in about a third of women.
Okay. And you never have to get any clean towels or boil water.
Yep.
Like, that's also one of those things that they normally say it's full of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were kind of on watch that weekend, just waiting for, you know, the 5-1-1, you know, contractions every 5 minutes that last a minute for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened. So the next week I tell, you know, Dave and Willie, I'm like, hey, would you guys mind filming another Tuesday, another day early? And then Dave was actually very funny. He's like, unbelievable. He's like, I built this company 15 years ago. He's like, now I'm at the mercy of your wife's uterus.
That's true.
So we filmed a day early. And then, you know, the next day they're filming Barstool Advisors, the TV show.
Yep.
There's a huge setup for people who haven't seen our office. It's not a big office, but there's a very large setup for this TV show. And there's a little crack in it. I want to say maybe 6 inches big in the side where, I don't know, just for purposes, it's in there. And Dave caught me in that as they were, actually they were filming the rundown. But the set was still up, and he goes, hold on a second. He's like, there was a big hubbub about, like, Liz and Frankie and stuff like that. He's like, hold on. He's like, is Steve Che really fucking here right now?
All right, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, you know, every day I come in, everyone on the floor is just like, oh, nothing yet. It's just one of the days I was driving to work, I was in a Q1043, it's classic rock, and Tom Petty, Waiting is the Hardest Part,
sure,
came on. It's just that was a very difficult couple weeks for us as, like, a family. And just, you know, me and
eggshells. I mean, we were scheduled C's. I don't know about you, Clem. I mean, how did you guys do it?
We were, first one was a full day of labor, followed by a C-section. And then second was like, nope, scheduled C, which was the best thing ever.
I shouldn't say they were all scheduled C's. We were scheduled to induce. Like, you know what I mean? So we sort of took it. We took it out of, you know, time's hands put in. But that whole waiting thing is, it's the worst, you know, like, I, you know, you're pregnant for 10 months, which I don't think many people realize either. You know, it's a long fucking time. It's like a prison sentence. So as it's coming closer and closer, I couldn't think of a worse person to have to duck than fucking Dave.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Barstool Sports Reporters. Like, we're outside of it now. I can hear Stu
from here.
Yeah, I can hear him out there. So I was out there. I mean, I'm trying to blog. It's absolutely impossible. It's a very special place to work. I mean, but congratulations. Thank Happy and healthy. You. The wife is back. How's she feeling? I mean, is the amorous stuff coming back? Have you guys fired the Surgeon General? You good?
Yeah. No, good. Everything's looking good. I would say that it's amazing with breastfeeding that you know, I don't know if this is the case for everyone. I'm just, you know, I was speaking about her, but the weight is like melting off. She's pretty much back where she was, which is
good
incredible
for her.
After,
yeah,
you know,
snapping back. Weeks, now, are you going to have a couple more, or
that's the plan? You know, we'll see how number one goes. But it's been
isn't this nice, Clem?
Quite a ride.
Seen a kid. He just had one. He's like, I'm going to have a bunch more, right? Before he gets the big bill.
Steve always looks good whenever he comes in the office. Like, he always looks well rested. Like, all of his bloggers, everyone on the third floor looks like they just went through like a war. And Steve always looks good whenever he comes up. He always has a smile on his face. And I was like, yes, like, you're going to get him down to our level. And he's happy as a smile. I don't see bags under his eyes. Granted, I'm on Skype right now, but he looks pretty fucking good right now. And he just said he went through like the Dave Portnoy cooker, which I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, granted, at Barstool, like you said earlier, Large, we don't really have like real jobs here, But there's a few things that like kind of suck. And like one of the things is no one really knows what it's like to have kids other than like you, Kevin, Obiz, Erica. But like everyone else doesn't know the struggle we go through every day just to get out the fucking door. You know what I mean? I was supposed to come in today and do this with you guys. And I had a kid crying at 3 a.m. because her ear was like fucking leaking because she has an ear infection going on. Little man's been waking up at 4 o'clock ever since daylight savings time switched up. Fuck Benjamin Franklin. Rebuked. We rebuke Benjamin Franklin in the name of the Lord. So the facts, and then my like one goal in life or at Barstool is basically to stay off Dave Portnoy's radar. Like I don't even reply to any of his tweets or anything as like jokes or anything like that. Because I know once you're on his radar, you're like, you're fucking on the dartboard basically.
Yeah.
I should probably cut this from the episode just in case someone ever tells
me. Yeah, I was about to say, you just put yourself on his fucking radar. Same thing too. Like I was here for about a couple months and I was asked to do that Dallas trading convention. So I typed out an email. You know, because it was not long after we had a small hullabaloo here about somebody who was starting a rosé company, and that didn't go well. So, like, the same day that somebody, I believe, got rebuked for a rosé company, I was asked to do a speaking engagement. So I typed out this huge email, like, this is good for the company. It's good for my brand. I'm not getting paid much for it. It's like a nominal thing. They're doing all the expenses and whatnot. I won't be out of the office for that. Like, I sent out the whole thing, and all I got back was a... do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even sure. Like, you kind of send it to your point. I don't get a lot of audiences with Dave. I think I have a good relationship. I'm not complaining at all. It's actually refreshing to not have to, like, sit in front of your president that much. And just, you know, I sent it like, oh, my God, I wonder how this is going to go next. I don't think he read it. He's just like, do it. So, and that's one of the refreshing things about it, you know. And so I can go home and see my kids and stuff. You're going to get that. I don't know if your wife works.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, okay. She's off. Her maternity policy is very generous. She's actually off through the Super Bowl. So,
oh, very nice.
Which is great, yeah.
That's great if she's a football fan, too. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so this is my first time actually sitting down with Chase. So this is a good experience for me. I'm so glad Chaps isn't here. I feel almost like, I don't know, just more free, not having that freak. What do you want to talk about today?
It's the stuff you're getting at from Dave that you don't get. You're getting from Chaps. He's looking down on us from his, you know, he always wears his purple heart. He puts it on right before we record. Nobody knows that.
Yeah, nothing but a fucking purple heart. Yeah. Right, so how the kid is the kid sleeping well?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's a hit and miss. So right now, as new parents, we read a book like the labor stuff and like getting ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could have done a lot better job. A big thing that I got fooled on was baby wipes.
Ooh.
So we use like baby wipes, wet wipes, things like that. He, you know, goes to the bathroom quite often.
Okay.
Right now he has diaper rash. A reason is because you're supposed to let his butt dry.
Dry, yeah.
Which is tough, especially in the middle of the night when he's going, you know, all the time. So now every time he farts, which is very often, he wakes up.
Oh.
So that has been very difficult.
The last going through a rash.
The last week has been tough. The other day he was up from like 2 to 5. Which is just like, you can't even pick a worse window than that.
Yeah, I think so. I tell you what, when I saw my kid get his first rash and I looked at it and it's fucking terrible. Like, it spreads real quick and they're in a lot of pain. My wife had gotten that butt paste, Boudreaux's butt paste, I think it is, or something like that. Yeah. And it's like a famous one. And it was amazing. Like, if you got it on your hands, it was tough to get off your hands, but it did the right kind of spackle job for what he did. And this is what makes you a better person by having kids. You know, a couple of weeks later, I happened to have gotten something myself just where I smelled, like, honestly, and I smelled like a corpse. And so I'm a big Gold Bond guy, so much so that I think, like, the Gold Bond Minty is starting to eat away at the skin after a while. So I threw a little bit of that fucking paste in there. And it's fucking amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I've learned so much stuff from my kids. Like, I'll fast forward to a small story, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
My kid was in the shower, and he was like a young kid. And all of a sudden, you know, we have, like, Solo cups in the shower. So you'll see this at some point.
Yeah.
And he was laying down on the floor of the shower and put a Solo cup over his cock. And, you know, like, all of a sudden the water from the shower hits it. And then I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, nothing. Like, he could barely speak. Oh, okay. He gets up and he's rock hard. Like, you know, it's a little kid. And I'm like, you know, like something from the vibrations, like they find it. So, you know, we get through it. Nothing huge. Like, automatically, he obviously doesn't stay that way. Comes out. We get him dried up. Send him on his way. I'm like, what a fucking weird kid. And then I jump into the shower and I'm standing there and I see that cup. And I was like, you know, why the fuck not? So I lay down and I put the cup on, and sure enough, and so it's changed my life. So now, like, I've been to a couple of houses and stuff. I only buy houses that have showers that are big enough for me to lay down in. And I'm the only guy that has a, you know, a Price Club sleeve of solo cups right next to the shower door. So if you keep your eye out for a lot of that stuff, you might get this. You could use the solo cup tip. That's one on me. But I think little Derek is going to impart more wisdom on you than you would think, right? It's the reverse teach.
Yeah.
Correct?
I've had some issues with this myself because
solo cups
with baby boners.
Okay.
So
oh boy.
I've looked into, you've probably done this, Steve, with little Derek so far. Like, when your kid's looking into your eyes as they're shitting, it's like there's you get a window into their soul. It's somewhere you don't willfully want to be. Yeah. And then once they're on the potty, like my daughter's on the potty and she's looking just directly at me, and her eyes just completely lose every sense of meaning as she's working her hardest. And that is kind of like scared me. But now I was told by my wife that babies can start getting boners like at any point. So every time I take the diaper off, I'm just looking at that thing going, don't you start popping up on me, because that's a place I'm not ready to go. Large has gone there, and he's happily in a good place, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, he's not any port to storm.
My boy's still at, you know, he's still at the little cups that you use to, like, wash toothpaste out of your mouth. He's not quite on solo cup yet. There is going to be a day, I've already said this too, the day I'm dreading the day where it's like the Peter Griffin Family Guy, when my son is bigger than I am, which is not, again, we're looking at elementary school, maybe middle school at the latest. And I'm really not looking forward to that at the time. And I hope it's not in a solo cup laying down on the shower. But if that's the case, so that's going to have to be how it is.
Did they do that, PPTP thing, too? Have they tried, like, there's all these, like, new, because we always had just a face cloth, you know, like a washcloth that we always would throw over them. That way it wouldn't piss on you when you're doing it. But now I know they do it. You could do it in team colors.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you could throw down a Buccaneers, you know, PPTP
that
stuff.
That was looked into, because they're interesting shapes.
Yeah. They're cod pieces almost, right?
Yeah. The problem is they don't necessarily, there's nothing to really keep them down, like you don't put it around you know, their backside.
They're
or whatever
lashed.
So they just, like, my kid kicks like crazy when I'm changing them, so like it'll fall off within like half a second. So right now we just use like a tissue or like something that is of equal weight.
I kind of stay away from most of the gimmicks. I can't think of a gimmick that we used that I would recommend to a new father, Clem, you know what I mean? Like, one of these things that's a life changer. I mean, obviously, like, those baby Bjorn things are great. I had the one where you strap it to your back so the kid can stand up, and sort of like it was almost like they were doing a piggyback ride. They stand. I think it was called the daddle. It's like a daddy saddle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so you can kind of go around with them and stuff. Are you going to be somebody who puts his kid on a leash?
That
quick answer should have been fucking no.
No,
you are a disgrace. I mean, think about
walking. Okay. Walking is so far away. I haven't even thought about that. But like the backpack thing, like we have one of those. That's like
beyond.
Great.
But if you become one of the guys that puts the kid on a leash, please don't let anybody here know about. I mean, anybody but me and you or Clem and Chaz, because I will fucking kill. That is the absolute bottom of the barrel.
What is
for
that
parenting.
For? Is that for like
for kids for
in the
parents
mall
who just
like
they don't trust their kids, so they give them like, it looks like almost like a tiger backpack, except it's got a reinforced strap and a 5-point harness like you're driving a competitive Porsche, and you could just reel the kid back like a fucking like a tuna, right? I mean, you've seen these things in the mall.
Oh, I have not seen one of these.
Oh, yeah. The kids that have them on are usually the kids that should have them. So if you decide that it's a luxury that you want, just second guess it. Maybe discipline. Hit your kid, right? Don't strap them up.
Put a shock collar on him or something. Like,
that's my
just
tip.
Give a little button that'll zap him or something like that. But a leash is a little extreme. So, Steve, how has the, like Large said, Bucks fan, how has, like, So you're a huge Bucks fan.
Yep.
You do Bucks gif breakdowns on Twitter, which yep. was one of the more diehard things I've ever seen in my life. And you are probably the Knicks expert of the office, which I am comfortable saying as the Knicks blogger. Mm-hmm. Has the sports and all that stuff taken kind of a back seat as your, you know, sleep quickly disappears, or have you been able to kind of like balance work, life, play all pretty pretty consistently so far?
So I guess that's a slightly complicated answer. I would say, when I have, you know, a game scheduled, the Bucks are, you know, Sunday at 1 most weeks. So watching that straight through is always going to happen, but there are breaks. Like a few weeks ago, like I missed the first touchdown against Cleveland because my kid pissed his pants and like I was the only one home. So I was like, fuck. So I got to go change that. I come down, it's like 7-0. I'm like, wait, what the fuck happened? So we've gotten better about that. We actually have a changing table now in our like living room, so I won't miss anything. But I do look forward to, so since my wife is home all day, when I get home, you know, we'll hang out for a bit and then I'll kind of relieve her and she'll typically like go take an evening nap, like kind of before sleep. And then kind of leading into the regular sleep. And then I'll stay up till, you know, whatever, 11:30 midnight. So what I've found is that I'm looking forward to like Thursday night, like Oakland versus San Francisco.
Right.
And like, I'm just like, wow, like Nick Mullins, like this is great. Like something to like kind of distract me, because a problem that we've found, you know, I watched, you know, the Knicks, you know, football. But whenever my wife and I are trying to watch television, that is impossible.
Yes.
Like I used to hate closed captioning. Like I would never, ever. I would see a TV with closed captioning. I'd be like, why the fuck do they have that? And now, yeah, we can pretty much only watch TV on closed caption because the TV, the volume has to be so low that if he, you know, if he's asleep, he's got to stay asleep. Then I basically am just like, I pretty much am just watching foreign films right now.
Yeah. my middle guy was born deaf. He had he had to put the tubes in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he passed... I don't know how they give a baby a hearing test, but he passed almost a preliminary hearing test. Maybe he cheated, but when we got home, he slept through everything. He could be right next to you on a table and you do this, or even my loud clap that I have now because I've been working on it, and it was nothing. So we went to the doctor, and the doctor says, listen, I'm going to have to put the tubes in. I said, okay, what's that going to do? Well, it's going to help his speech development, because right now he's only hearing like you would be hearing on the bottom of a pool, so oh, well. He's not going to be able to. I was like, all right. I was like, and what else? He's like, and he'll be able to hear everything now. I said, okay, do we have to do it right away? And the guy's like, what do you mean? Like, he's been sleeping through the night. I've been able to have the TV up all I want. My wife and I have had some aggressive relations. And he's like, no, Mr. McCarthy, it's up to you. You're the dad. But I would recommend. I was like, all right, if you recommend it. But if you wanted to give me like 3 or 4 weeks, he's like, Mr. McCarthy. I'm like, 2 weeks? He's like, 2 weeks. So we got to go another 2 weeks with it. We threw the tubes in. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose, right? You got to start to fucking put on the slippers and all that kind of stuff. I don't like it at all, but it is what it is.
There's something fucked up in the brain that, like, the best feeling I get as a parent is when my son's eyes start to roll in the back of his head because he's falling asleep. Right. It's like he looks like he's dying, but I know he's falling asleep, and I'm just like, oh, dopamine, thank you. It's so good. He's about to shut the fuck up for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's kind of sick and twisted, to be really honest. But I'm sorry, Large, I cut you off.
No, you did not. But you're actually starting to break up. You're getting pixelated, which I kind of like. It's actually, it's a different look for you, but it's totally fine. You're still going to rock that beard, and you're starting to get your beard in too a little bit, Steve, so you're starting to not pay attention to the little things. Wouldn't this be a perfect time to mention Dollar Shave Club?
Yep.
You ever think so?
Yeah, so Dollar Shave Club is a sponsor of the show, but what I really love about Dollar Shave Club is their toothpaste.
Ooh.
So this is something that, you know, you think Dollar Shave Club, you think razors, but they really have everything you need for getting ready. Toothpaste especially, I really love it. Right now, you can get a starter set, and you can choose the starter set. So I really like the oral care because it does have the toothpaste. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of toothpastes are really pasty, a little bit too creamy or too jelly. This one's kind of just right. You can pick your starter set for just $5. After that, the boxes ship restocked with regular products. Right now, go to dollarshaveclub.com/podfathers. Again, dollarshaveclub/podfathers. Yeah, I mean, they really have it. Shower gel, their lavender body wash is like really good. Their razors, obviously, the executive razor is really tops. I am shaving less now, but when I do shave, obviously, I use Dollar Shave Club.
Do they have solo cups?
Yeah, and they restock them every day because you need a freshie. But I'll tell you what, it is important that even though, you know, you think your life is over and stuff like that, once the kid starts to get terrible, and I'm glad that you're having a good experience with the kid, but that'll change, right? I mean, there's going to be some hardship and stuff. Got to keep your shit tight. So I shave every day, shave the head every day, even though I got the beard. So Dollar Shave Club is a fucking lifesaver for me. I go right from Lowe's.
And
I come
smell
home.
Arch.
I do. I always
smell
good.
You smell like a rich person. Which is nice. Like you live off
I can't skip on the other things. And especially with that butt paste thing. I wish, you know, Dollar Shave Club offered that. Oh, my God. This would be a fucking perfect world. I have a gunmetal finish and a clean smelling crotch. Right? Hooray for all of us. What else we got, Clem?
So we have another part of the Podfathers brand is kind of just the whole living thing, the house living suburban life. Now that Steve, you're still, where are you living right now? Are you in the city?
No, I'm a homeowner for just over a year. We just passed our 1 year mark. Suburbs of Jersey, Cranford, New Jersey. Shout out Cranford.
Couple Jersey boys.
Exit 137 off the Parkway, I think, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I got no problems with that. Nice little Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
I know exactly where you are, man. My brother's in Cranford.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I'm up in Ridgewood, so I'm about a half hour away.
Nice.
So, yeah,
nice,
not
nice.
Too bad. He loves Cranford.
Yeah.
John Street. Yeah,
Jersey
so what
people
saying?
Are the weird. People are the goddamn weirdest Jersey people. That's really how they identify. I mean, from what I can tell, I spent the year at Seton Hall freshman year, hated it. But that's how they introduced everyone to each other, like in class. Like instead of being like, "Hey, I'm Clem. I'm from, you know, Mayapack, New York." It's like, "What exit are you off of the fucking Garden City Parkway or whatever?" And I'm like, "This is how you guys really do it." And I feel like Long Islanders. I don't know if Long Islanders are the trash version of Jersey people, or Jersey people are the trash version of Long Islanders, or it's just one big trash heap. And then Staten Island as a whole. Ooh. We're gonna get a lot of angry tweets from this one. I heard it.
You're gonna get it because we didn't say shit.
So something that is being done, a company that has helped, I believe, at least me out. I would imagine you two might be in the same boat. Pornhub. Pornhub is going to help us suburbanites out. Pornhub, an international pornography company, is launching a free leaf removal promotion. And of all places, it has chosen Dutchess County, New York, as the area to debut the service. The adult website is teaming with Poughkeepsie-based Dutchess Lawns for a three-day promotion in which Dutchess residents and businesses can receive free leaf removal. The request will be satisfied Wednesday through Friday this week, which I guess is today it's starting, first come, first serve basis. Pretty much you have to email blows@pornhub.com with your name, address, and phone number, and they will send a bunch of people out to clean up your leaves. And I don't know about you guys. Actually, I know we're large stands on this. I don't know about Steve. I would basically, in 2018, being involved with a porn company is a kind of a tricky thing because I feel like we've kind of gone backwards as a country in terms of being a little more open to different things like that. I would pretty much let any company take my leaves off my. They could literally be Deadspin. I would let Deadspin fucking go out and fucking break my leaves up. I wouldn't give a shit right
what
now.
What is this Pornhub thing? What type of site is that? Just to give people an idea in case my wife is listening. It's one of those. I don't know. I think you have a tough road to hoe. Like again, like I'm with you. I don't know if you cut your lawn.
I do cut my lawn.
You do cut your lawn. Okay. I know Clem, you don't, right? I don't.
Chaps doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even cut my own nails, so I'm not cutting my fucking lawn. So I'm also up for somebody blowing my leaves, but I don't think I can get away with that. Like, I don't think as a father you can have Pornhub kind of set up.
Tough luck.
Yeah. I think it is, especially if you're new to the neighborhood. Like, this is going to be maybe your first fall.
Yeah.
Like, your first leaf collection in beautiful Cranford, New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult for them to be like, "Oh, the Chase, congratulations." And you just took the stork off, because after a month, you have to take the stork off.
Sure.
You have the big wooden stork, right, that everybody has. It's a fucking scam. So you take that thing off, and then the right afterwards, it goes Pornhub, and then, you know. And it's deceptive because they almost make it seem like, you know, Lisa Ann, who I heard was one of those women at one point, is going to come and blow your leaves. It's still going to be the same guys. It's going to be my guys there, but they're just going to be wearing, you know, whatever, the black and yellow, you know, Pornhub things, if that's the colors that things. I don't know. Like, I take a fucking hard pass on this. This would make me actually probably rake my leaves, you know, like just because I can't be the Pornhub guy. I mean, I got a lot of shit for being the guy who had the Trump sign out on, you know, for a while. Imagine what happens to fucking Pornhub. I mean, I got to teach CCD. So that's a hard pass for me. Clem, how are you feeling about it?
I am all in on it. The cold war that goes on every fall in my house as the leaves stack up, because we have like three sets. We live in like a forest basically, and there's three different sets of trees that each have their leaves come down at different parts of the year. One is like the first week of school, one is the first week of October, and then one's like the first week of November. And there's a shitload of leaves every single time. And I'm a blogger, so I'm lazy as shit. I only want to get out there and break my back for it once. And in the past, I've actually paid people to do it, just like I paid someone to do my grass for a year. And then they did such a shitty job with it, and now we're poor because Large won't sponsor my family anymore, that if someone could give it to me for like an affordable rate, like $50 to do my whole yard, I'd do it. Free? You could put fucking – I have to be very careful what I say here. You could put different signs outside of my grass, and I wouldn't – like I'd say, like, they could put the little – it says like, Shay wants landscaping was here or whatever, and they'll give you a little discount. They could literally put a Pornhub thing and like three of their most gruesome scenes on my front yard. I don't give a shit.
Your wife doing that? Do you think your wife would be cool with it? Because you're making pretend like you're the guy who makes the decisions in the household. I mean, I don't. Like, I don't know. Would you also, for a free car or a free car insurance, would you go around with the car wrapped in the Pornhub skin? You think your wife would take that to Stop and Shop with the kid in the back?
Car, maybe not, but I'll tell you what, the amount of friction, of unspoken friction that these leaves cause in the house, right. I think she'd just be like, get this fucking, I've already made one mistake in my life with this idiot. Like, there's no point in like having to like waddle through leaves every morning to get to my car.
You just gotta get to the point where she says by any means necessary, and then you go the Pornhub route.
Right. I told you we ran out of money last May, so last year was the first time in earnest I said, you know what, I'm going to cut out the leaf collection thing. I'm going to do my own leaves because I was laid off. I took some time off before I took this job. So I actually did my leaves for last fall. And to your point, you do them. They don't get picked up right away. They kind of blow back on. And you're like, geez, I hate to do the same thing twice. So we'd gone out. We did like maybe three or four big, leaf blowing, raking type stuff. And it's not easy work, I don't think.
No.
And my wife was gone and we were having like some company over. And it was just me and my daughter, who was seven at the time. And I had just a little bit left over. So I really liked the way that it looked. So I kind of swept everything down, raked it over to my garage, which is kind of all stone. So I had just one big pile of leaves. Not a big pile of leaves, maybe knee high. And I just didn't know what to do. So I had a fire going in the backyard the night before. I had this little cauldron thing back there. So I had the lighter fluid out there, and I had a lighter thing. So I lit the pile of leaves up in my front lawn. I put a little lighter fluid on it, and it went up like a pile of leaves, like all of a sudden. And it was so close to one of my gutters that my gutter, like, the vacuumed the flames into the gutter. So then the flame was going a story above, coming out of the gutter with black, thick smoke. And the smoke was everywhere. So I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I didn't. And as quickly as it went up, it stopped. So I said, oh, man, oh, thank God I'm good. And I got some water and I threw them on the embers and stuff like that. And again, corner of my driveway. So I go back into the house and then my daughter comes down. She's like, oh, Dad, the cops are here again, which is terrible that she said again, right? Because they used to come over quite a bit when I was doing fireworks. They know me from fireworks. She was like, and there's a fire truck with them. I said, oh, fuck. And I come out to my thing. They're in my backyard heat gunning my cauldron. And they said, we got some complaints that you've been lighting up this cauldron and that there's a tremendous amount of smoke, but we're not getting any temperature off of this. And so I came clean. I was like, I'm sorry, officer. I'm sorry, fire department guy. It was the front. And he came out to my front of my house. And he put the heat gun on the asphalt, the driveway, and the stones where I just lit them up. And they were like 500 degrees or something like that. Like, even though I thought everything was out. And then my wife had called and my daughter had answered while I was inside. I didn't have my phone with me. And I didn't know that my wife had called. So then everything was fine. They didn't even give me any kind of summons or anything like that. And they drove off. And I came in. And I was like, hey, Bridge. Do you want to do like that secret game, like where we keep like sort of like it's just between you and I? And she's like, oh, Mom called. I already told her. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And like I look, and not only did she tell us, she went outside. My wife told her, and she took a picture. So from my window, you see a picture of me talking to a cop and a fireman who are fully, you know what I mean? The point that I'm trying to make is that the Pornhub people were there. You know, that might have been slightly more legal for me. So maybe I should, rework my whole life. You know, I'm going to look into this Pornhub thing in general just to see what the site's about. So by the next time we sit down,
you gotta do your research.
I'll have some empirical evidence and we can make an intelligent decision. That's a promise that I'm going to make because I don't stop when the bell rings. Okay?
That's not only a company man, a family man. It's a good man.
Fair enough.
You got yourself a good man.
All right? That's a slap.
I will say, though, I don't know if you get away with Pornhub in your neighborhood. If people are calling the cops on you for a little bit of smoke coming from your house.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, though. It was a tremendous amount of smoke. Like, I was very surprised. I've never lit leaves on fire before. I do not recommend it. And it was not controllable. Like, if I would have done that someplace where something could have caught on fire, because obviously it went up my gutters. Like, the copper gutters. So now the part down low that caught on fire is like blue. Like, you know, like copper, when it gets welded, it turns, like, it almost welded my gutters, you know? So really, it got out of it. And so at first I was like, those motherfuckers calling the cops on me. But it was actually their civic duty. I probably would have done the same, you know? So I can't get too mad at them. But I can't follow that up with a Pornhub thing this year.
They might have saved a life. But yep. Luckily for you now, you get to have a little cool off period because you will be heading down to Gainesville with the KFC Radio Boys to, I don't know, I guess just to be large and to party and to do the whole thing. And you'll be able to do that thanks to our good friends at SeatGeek.
SeatGeek, yeah. So I'll be staying for the Saturday game. It's going to be South Carolina versus Florida down the swamp in Gainesville. And I'm going down there on Bud Light's dimes because they're going to do the party the night before on Friday night. And then Saturday, I'm staying. Not everyone is, but I'm going to get my tickets on SeatGeek because buying tickets can be complicating and confusing, right? But there's a simpler way to buy, and that's with SeatGeek. It's the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event, whether you're catching your favorite musician on tour, shopping for the perfect gift, or drunk in Gainesville, Florida without your wife and you need a last-minute ticket to see the Florida Gators take on the South Carolina Gamecocks. SeatGeek is there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. So I'm using SeatGeek this weekend. I'm going down on Friday morning. We're flying out at like 8 a.m., and we're doing a bar crawl on Friday night. Myself, Kevin, who for all intents and purposes is a single guy, and Fights, who is a single guy, right? I mean... Yep. And me. So they're bringing me along, and I think they're going to have like a wheelchair there to bring me from like, you know, bar to bar. They're really going to hit me in the face with pies. I'm going to be an absolute old dancing bear. They're not making it fucking. So I wrote a blog on it. I just put it out now. Even the press thing for it, they have a picture of me in the middle of these two guys, and I look like a penis with like two perfectly coiffed testicles on either side of me, which is Kevin and Fight. So it should be fun. I'll be the oldest guy there, which is fine. Everyone's going to be 21, which Bud Light, make sure. And we're going to drink responsibly but excessively, and it should be a good time. So I should have some good shit to talk about when I get back next week. You know,
I love when a dad just gets let out of his cage. It will be you'll be crawling by the end of the bar crawl, which is kind of how it goes. I feel like you're just going to just go to town on yourself. Like you will treat yourself well in the hotel too. I feel like when the large man is traveling, you just have a good, nice, gunmetal chrome finish kind of.
Yeah. Level. Maybe I'll check out this website you guys were talking about, but yeah, I'll treat myself like an amusement park if need be. But otherwise, what's nice about this, I don't want to get too personal. Before I go on any kind of business trip, the wife and I usually get a little amorous the night before. I think she likes to remind me that do whatever you want, but if you want something, there's only one spot, and this is the best spot for it. Like, she does. She puts it in my head. And so I'm always looking forward to it. I wish I could take more trips, to be quite honest with you. But I told her, I said, hey, Annie, are you cool? I'm going to be down there with all these co-eds. And I'd put this in the thing. She's like, I think these girls would ask for help with their taxes before they ask you for help with their bras. That's what she hit me with. And so I was like, ah. So it brings me back down to earth. And so I'll be in and out in Gainesville, Florida, 85 degrees and sunny. So it's going to be a nice little break for the big man. You know what
it's
I mean?
I'll be breaking my back, raking my leaves like a fucking poor person, and you're gonna be down there fucking having some Instagram model trying to bag her daddy Yankee.
Right. And if you are down there, just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code Podfathers today. That's promo code Podfathers for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. And look for me at Florida versus South Carolina in Gainesville on Saturday. That's not a bad little promo work in at all. Dollar Shave Club was kind of ham-handed, but I think that one fucking killed it.
Yeah, I agree. not my finest moment.
Yeah, I kind of legend.
you can't complain with a job like that either, Large. I mean, you were dealing with big numbers, making big numbers, I'm sure, too, as well, back in the day. And now you were working at a place where they're sending you on a nice little trip down to basically party with a couple of your coworkers, mm-hmm. who, I don't know, out of everyone here, I'd say that's two of the best guys you could be with in terms of, like, they're going to go, like, they'll have fun at the bars. They're not going to go too hard, though. I don't think Kevin has it in him anymore. I think the kids have bled him dry. Like, he has another 10 years. Like, Steve is just entering that stage of life. Kevin has had, like, enough drained out of him by the two kids that you will not have to, like, worry about missing much of the night when you go home. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel the exact opposite because I'm like a marathon runner. I've gone through that wall. So I've, you know, like, I had the runner's high, then I do this, then I go through the wall. So I'm ready to howl a little bit. Like, as long as it's on the up and up, I wouldn't mind kind of hanging out with a bunch of college kids, just drinking, carousing, having some fun till 2-3 in the morning. I don't know if people are going to be there joining me, but I'm up for it. You know, I'm not going to throw my card down and buy drinks for 50-60 kids. But if I can find a spot, why the hell not, right? I mean, I don't got to do anything the next day. I right? See a fucking football game. So, yeah, so I think this is going to be fun. And if I had anybody to choose to go down with, obviously other than you and Che, it would probably be Kevin and Fights. They're great. I'd like to have maybe Zah there. Zah's a lot of fun.
Oh, Zah's great. Yeah. I went to Vegas with him. With Zah. Zah, me, Tommy Smokes, and Dave and Hank. It was a fucking motley crew. But yeah. Zah, the problem with Zah is he hangs with everyone else drink for drink, but then he has, like, the rest of the weekend he needs to recover because he can't handle that. Like, his body just can't handle that kind of level. So he goes hard, and then he flames out for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, really?
I think Kevin has done enough damage to his liver in Fights. Fights went to fucking college in Florida State, so he's done a lot of
Is he a Florida State kid?
Yeah,
he's a Florida State. You would never guess that, right?
No, I wouldn't have guessed that at all. John Henry Feidelberg. Florida State guy. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, next time maybe we can get it going where you and I go down there. Oh, imagine that.
We've been asking for the Podfather's Lake House. We've been, like, throwing all this stuff out there. Like, do we just have to start beating it over the head that we need a trip together?
I mean, I think the whole idea, the biggest hurdle is having them, like, you know, pay for it. Like, we can get it done, but I just don't want to pay for it anymore, right? I mean, I see Dave takes these private jets. I mean, I didn't have Wi-Fi for 2 days, for Christ's sake, in this place. Like, I just think maybe a nice little Podfather's, just an Italian meal. You know, we get the guys in the booth, you know, UI chaps, get the guy Langone going. I think that would be fun, you know? Yeah, put that in the back of your head, ass.
Pro tip, if you want to do anything,
yes,
get it sponsored. And no questions asked.
See, so now this is where you drop knowledge on me because I don't know anything. Like, I don't even know how to get my blogs up on the top. And, like, Marco Keith had been talking about it. How do you get sponsored for something like that? Do you do it where you talk about it on Podfathers?
Convey it to the sales team and then see if they can pitch it successfully. And if they do, then you're golden.
Really? Yep. All right, cool. I'll speak to MB. Is MB one of the people? I'm talking to her. She's coming down.
She could relay it.
Yeah. All right, cool. So I'm going to do that with them this week. I'm going to get it done, by the way.
And if they can't? We need to get better salespeople. And if you're looking for better salespeople,
what would you do if you needed them?
To ziprecruiter.com.
Boom.
We're a good sales team that's going to figure out a way to get us out somewhere, anywhere. I don't care where, but get me, Large, Chaps, Shay, even, let's see, we'll throw Clancy in there. We got Erica, All Biz Pete, Loud Sean, Jeff downstairs. Anyone who has a kid at Barstool, we need some sort of a getaway. So we need to hire a sales team and not do it the dumb way. We need to do it the smart way. So, like, there's a job sites that send you a ton of wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. There are job sites that make you wait for the right candidates to apply to your job. Not smart. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. Once you hit a K in reviews, you know it's money. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Let's get a pen, get a paper. Ready? ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. That's ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire, personally endorsed by your boy because it worked for me back in the day. ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. All right, so we're going to wrap things up quickly here with some bedtime stories. Anything that could be, you know, funny, cute, whatever the kids may have given you along the way, any kind of highlights. I want to start with Steve, because I hope, Steve, you have had a moment in the first month of life for your child that you have had, like, a nice little moment to share with the audience here.
Yeah. So something that actually kind of is his bedtime story right now is he likes music. And, like, whenever we put on music, I've assembled, like, not a kids bop thing, but, like, a soft rock thing. So, like, any songs that are, you know, guitar friendly, acoustic, mm-hmm. or, you know, very little drums. And he's, like, pretty into that. But he likes one song in particular, and it is Talkin' Baseball by Terry Cashman. Very soft song, and he loves that song. Like, he can be in the worst mood, and if we put that on and I pick him up, he's, like, totally silent. And that is, like, his song, and it's such an obscure, weird song to like. But that's, like, that's Derek's song. And, you know, whenever we need to put him to sleep, like, if we wake up in the middle of the night, you know, gets fed, you know, is being a little bit fussy, you know, burp him and everything, you know, the wife would be like, you want to put on Talking Baseball? I'll be like, all right. So listen to Talking Baseball, sing it to him like three times, and he's out.
That's cool.
And the other thing was, even during this podcast, my wife called and she was like, oh, nothing urgent. Just wanted to tell you, I swear to God, he just deliberately smiled at me.
Right,
so those are the nice things.
It's probably guess, but whatever gets you through the night.
Those are the things that, you know, kind of keep you going and, you know, make it all worthwhile.
Makes it all worth it, yeah, because it's a fucking gutter war every other moment of the day. Marge, you got anything?
So I'm doing radio now. I do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We decided that, you know, is set in stone, so to put me on the brochure and all that stuff, which is totally cool. So I'm leaving the house now, 5:30-ish or so, and, you know, sometimes the house is very quiet. My wife gets up, makes me a cup of tea every morning, which is nice. But when I leave, the kids are usually asleep. My daughter now, every time I wake up and walks by, she goes over to the window. So when I pull out, like, the thing's open, and she's got the dog, and she waves goodbye to me every day at, like, 5:30 in the morning. It's, you know, like, sometimes when you leave in the house and you wonder, you know, what the fuck am I doing this for? Like, sometimes, right. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you have that. She's excited to do it, you know, and then she's able to get back to bed and all that. So just, you know, it's probably one of the best ways a dad can start his day. Do you know what I mean? You get, like, a nice hot cup of tea from the wife, and then you get a daughter who's, like, sending you off with the dog in her arms and stuff like that. Kind of makes everything worthwhile. So that's my bedtime story.
Ours is pretty basic, but as soon as I heard it, I knew I was going to have to bring it up on the podcast. Sienna and AJ have a fucking incredible relationship. She loves him to death. He loves her to death. It's one of those things that it really is. When your kids interact, it's one of those special things you really can't put into words, as just dealing with your kid is. And she's in the back with him, and she'll kind of give us updates what he's doing. He's looking out the window. He's looking at, you know, he's playing with his toy. He's sleeping. And so Sienna, one day we're like, Sienna, what is he doing back there? She goes, Sienna, what is he saying? Because he's just rambling like a fucking baby. And she goes, Dad, he's speaking baby Spanish right now. I don't know what he's saying. And I was like, that is fucking awesome.
That's great.
I don't know if Large likes AJ anymore now that he knows he speaks baby Spanish. Like, I don't know about you, Uncle Large, but it's just one of those things. It's like one of those, like, pure moments, pure as the fresh fallen snow that you really can't make up as a parent. So that's all for us this week. Steve, hope we could have you back. Get some updates on what it's like. The 6-month fog, you're in it right now. I'm just leaving it, and you're just entering it. So I'm tagging you in. You're part of the 3-man tag team here. What is it, the Samoans?
The Wild Samoans. Afa, Sika, and Chief Peter Maivea, I believe, right? Yeah.
The Rock's grandfather.
That's correct.
That's right.
All right. Thanks very much for coming on, man.
Cool.
See you, baby.
Thanks a lot, guys.